This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
December the 14th, 2020. A moment that changed the world. The moment has come. Centuries from now, almost all human beings have lost the ability to see. So says the trailer for Apple TV's new series, See. To set the scene, some say that sight was taken from them by God. No kidding, I say. But something's different. After so many years, the children, they have the ability to see. Whoopee-doo, I marvel. No, the power of sight is what you might describe as magical or evil. Oh, not that old chestnut. I thought it was the other way around. On one hand, a punishment from God. On the other hand, damned if you can see. All this helpfully provided with subtitles. There are armies of blind people galloping about on horses, wielding swords and spoiling for a jolly good dust-up. Blindness does not even seem to get in the way of a really good fight. See, it would seem, is doing for war what scent of a woman did for pheromones. I know a few people I wouldn't want to cross for fear of a poke in the eye with a white stick, but honestly and truly, I'm not losing any sleep about the possibility of visually impaired folk raising an army to take on the rest of humanity, not even to save the planet. It's not a spoiler to say that, of course, it's not all fighting and reproducing. Hundreds of blind people crossing a knackered suspension bridge do plunge to their death in a moment of blind madness. Is that supposed to be funny or tragic? I'm just not sure. If I say what I thought, I'm bound to offend someone. Now, this might all turn out to be a bit of good old-fashioned knockabout fun, but the cast seem to be treating it pretty seriously. They have a coach called Paradox Pollock teaching them how blind people move. Wonderful. They wore blackout masks to get them in the groove of what it's like to be blind. The story of playing blind is nearly as gripping as the trailer. Me thinks they do over-egg the experience of stumbling about in the dark for a bit. Then, hey presto, off with blackout mask before the drive home. Try catching a bus you can't see. It's not a paradox. It's Pollux with a capital B. In the depth of my memory is a conversation between a blind man and a sighted man in which the sighted man explains that when he closes his eyes or lies in bed in the dark, he gets a really good sense of what it's like to be blind. So what happens when you open your eyes or switch on the light? Asks the blind man. Well, I can see again, says the sighted man. Then you have absolutely no idea what it's like to be blind. There is a redeeming feature to all this bloodlust. It's provided employment opportunities to a couple of partially sighted actors. Good for them. And how very broad-minded of the production company. That must have put them into a health and safety spin. I wonder if they let them carry a sword and drink a hot cup of tea at the same time. Afra Woodard, who plays Paris, thinks that if the show continues, they might even have a blind person playing a blind person. Now that is enlightened. A blind person doing blindness. The truth should never get in the way of a good story. After all, I confess, I'm looking forward to series 3 of The Crown. I might even watch C. It could be big on laughs.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.